Appeals Court has ruled that the number of interviews contained in the controversial Boston College archive to be handed over to the PSNI should be reduced. A previous court had ordered 85 recordings be handed over. The Appeals Court has said just 11 should. The US Department of Justice has 1 month to appeal the ruling. Anthony McIntyre is a former IRA member. As an academic and journalist, he interviewed many people for the Belfast Project at Boston College. We spoke earlier this morning and I first asked him if he viewed the court ruling as good news.
Well, it's certainly news that is welcome, but limited. I don't see it as a victory. I see it and as minimizing the extent of the defeat or the loss. The fact that anything would be handed over to British authorities is a loss, and nothing changes that.
These 11 interviews or recordings which are to be handed over, all of them, are we now of the belief that they are exclusively relating to the disappearance of Jean McConville?
Well, the court has ruled that there are references to Mrs. McConville in those interviews, and that therefore they are responsive to the subpoena as a result of that.
What about the McConville family, who up to now have said that this is only right and just, that they should be handed over? Are you beginning to turn to their way of thinking on this in any manner?
No, I am not. I mean, while I can understand on their position, I represent a different constituency, I represent a different ethic. I think that it poses a major threat to the ability of journalists and academics and researchers and historians to gain the type of necessary insight into the past, which will enable society to have a better understanding of that past. I think of it now, we now reach a situation whereby law enforcement shall tell us what the past is. We will get a very sanitized version of law enforcement's role in the past. Now, I think it's a very, very dangerous road to go down. I do believe that the McConville family and the rest of the families have that right to truth recovery. I don't see how we can oppose that right. The problem is that now there is going to be a massive reduction in the amount of truth that can ever be recovered because people will be fearful.
But this is a project which you yourself led, and these are assurances which you yourself gave to the people you interviewed.
Well, I don't ever try to minimise my culpability, but the assurances that I give to the people were given only and exclusively on the basis of what Boston College instructed me to give. But I cannot deny, or nor do I wish to deny, my role in this. And I feel very, very disappointed in the outcome. But I behaved in a proper fashion. I give the undertakings to the interviewees at Boston College themselves had written up on their headed notepaper.
Can I talk to you about these 11 interviews? A number of weeks ago here on RTE, Ed Maloney, who worked with you deeply on this project, said that there was the possibility that there could be other interviews with Dolores Price in this archive. Other interviews other than the interview you conducted with Dolores Price, which could shed light on the disappearance of Jean McConville. Is it your understanding that those other interviews could be part of these 11 now to be released?
The 11 interviews that the First Circuit has ruled on to be handed over are separate from the Dolores Price interviews. And that includes my interviews with Dolores Price. The interesting aspect in this ruling is that had Boston College appealed the initial Dolores Price verdict, they would have prevented her interviews been handed over, because in her interviews with me, there was no reference to Mrs. McConville.
On the issue of appeals, we spoke to Boston College last night. It said it would be reviewing the matter and considering all of its legal options before it responds to this court ruling. But the Department of Justice in the US could also appeal this particular ruling. Would you have a concern that could happen?
Well, I have a concern that anything that could be handed over, anything that weakens the case against handover, anything that strengthens the hand of the Department of Justice is detrimental, and it was not to be welcomed. And I do not know if the Department of Justice will put in an appeal, nor do I know if Boston College will put in an appeal. I imagine it would be difficult for the Department of Justice to argue to the Supreme Court of America that judges have no right to rule on subpoenas, that the justices in the court system are merely rubber stamps. And I think that the judge who wrote the verdict up, Judge Torello, was very strong in this. He slapped the Department of Justice down for having such an arrogant attitude.
Anthony McIntyre, one of the interviewers for the Belfast Project at Boston College.